This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Out to the River Islands guest line we go. Time for Steve Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Hey, Coach, how you doing? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I'm doing well, thanks.
What about one of those Pat Spencer jerseys? You have family members calling you to get their hands on one of those now?
Everybody wants one of those. You know what? I'll tell you what has happened over the last week. Everybody with a friend who played lacrosse is texting me. Like, hey, does Pat want to meet my friend? He played lacrosse at Stanford. I'm like, yeah, I think Pat has plenty of friends right now, but thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a phenomenon, and I wonder if you can put it into any sort of perspective. I mean, you've been around the association for so long. Have you seen anything like this? I know the Jeremy Lin, the Lin Sanity in New York and all the rest of it, but to have a player do what he did and has done in a week, is there any comp you can make?
Well, one of our coaches mentioned Jeremy Lin the other night. I couldn't really think of any others, but... Yeah, it's not unprecedented, I'm sure, but it's just a wonderful story. I mean, anytime you get a guy who has put in the work like Pat has and has the story, the journey that Pat has, I mean, you can't help but pull for the guy. But it only really becomes a great story when the guy is legit. And, you know, there are guys who are flashes in the pan. But it's legit. You can see it out there. You can see the competitive desire, the fight, the intelligence, his ability to run pick and roll. Like, this guy's a real player, and he's finally getting his opportunity, and he's making the most of it.
So, Steve, I think I know the answer to this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway so that we can set up the rest of the conversation. Pat has been nice, but he hasn't made you forget about Steph Curry, has he?
I'm actually kind of looking forward to getting them on the court together. That could be fun.
Okay. So actually, because that is kind of what I think everybody wants to know. By the way, possibly Pat too. I don't think he's going to ask you, but I do think he's curious. Like, what do you see as his role once Steph is back?
Well, we'll have to find out. I mean, I'm not going to take away all of his minutes, I can tell you that. I'm definitely going to play him with Steph some, and we'll see. Some of it will depend on matchups, how well we can hold up defensively, you know, the three guys we put with them. All of that has to be determined, but the way Pat is playing, the way he's impacting winning, the way he's impacting the just the competitive spirit of the team, I have to keep playing him. I mean, we're winning. We're, you know, and he's a huge part of that.
So what happens between now and Friday, not only with Steph Curry, but with, you know, you and as a coach and the team, you've always wanted to have all these practices, and now you've got days to go out there and practice. So what's the plan, Steve, between now and Friday?
Well, we gave them today off, yesterday and today. They needed a couple of days, and so we'll practice tomorrow and Thursday. So two good practices before the Minnesota game, and we'll scrimmage. You know, it'll probably be one of our only scrimmages of the season during the main schedule tomorrow. And it'll be great. You know, we're getting Steph back. Hopefully, that seems to be where this is all heading. So, to get the whole group together and scrimmage will be a really good thing for us.
When you do a scrimmage like that, is it starters against the second team? Do you kind of divvy it up? Do you let the guys kind of pick teams like the old schoolyard days? What's that like?
Well, at this point, I don't even know who our starters are, so that would be difficult to determine. But, it just depends. I mean, we generally will do that, you know, starters against the second team and, you know, mix in some of the reserves. But we have a legit 13, 14 guys now who could all play. And so we've got a major puzzle to figure out and a lot of mouths to feed, as I said. So this is not going to be easy, but it's a good problem to have because of the depth that it gives us.
Steve Kerr with us on Willard and Dibbs, as he is every week. That's definitely what I wanted to ask you next. It's a puzzle you need to figure out. Is there a time frame on that? Like, is there a spot in the schedule where you do want to know who your 10 or 11 guys are, and then you're kind of doing your thing night to night?
Well, not really. I mean, if you find something, then you stick with it. And then, you know, during the 82-game season, eventually things are going to change. Either you're not playing well or you get an injury or something, and then you adapt. But, you know, what's happened here, I would say over the last week, even though we let that Philadelphia game slip away, but you think about the way our guys fought and played in that second half of OKC, and then Philly and Cleveland, Chicago. That's four games in a row where we've seen a lot of good things. And obviously Pat Spencer in the middle of it, but really good defense, is part of that. And we just have to keep going and carry that momentum forward. And that's what I'm looking for the most is, can we find a little momentum from this stretch and carry it forward to a more consistent level of play?
Is it fair to say that is a challenge for Jonathan Kuminga? And we always joke on the show that all roads lead to Kuminga, but he got a DNP last time out. And is it as simple as those little things like the effort and the want to that maybe has been missing from his game of late?
Yeah, for sure. He has not played well lately, and that's why I went away from him. Last game, because Guy Santos came in and really made a huge impact in both the Philadelphia and Cleveland games. And the energy and the passing, the connection, all those things that Pat and Guy can provide, that's what our team needs right now. And so, I said this the other night. I mean, it's no different from any other player on the team. It's just that, JK always gets the most attention from you guys, but every player, other than the obvious, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, those guys are going to play no matter what, because they've established that they are they are who they are. I know what I'm going to get from them every night, and so the rest of the group, it's up to each individual guy to deal with his own set of circumstances based on, how the team is playing. And then we have to sort of figure out what combination is going to help us win.
Steve, there's no doubt that we're guilty of what you just said. Yeah, absolutely. The media, the fans, the obsession with Jonathan Kuminga, it is what it is. However, I would say this, like when you bring up that idea of whatever his struggles are, whether it be energy, whether it be, as people often say, the way you guys want him to play. I think one of the things that's really at the core of this is it feels like this is a conversation that's been going on for at least 3 years. What's your response to that? Like, it feels like this is something that's been going back and forth for a really long time, and we're still here. I think that feels concerning to fans.
Yeah, I don't argue with that. It has been a discussion for many years with the fans, and his role has fluctuated over the years. That's all part of it. I can't argue with any of that. It is what it is. I mean, as a coach, you try to help each of your players get the best of his abilities and succeed, and you have to put together the best groups that are going to help you win. And as I said, there's never a kind of a linear path for any of these guys. And so you just keep working. You keep working with the player, keep working with the team.
So I guess what's head-scratching to fans right now is we saw those first five games. You know, you started him, and he was really doing some good things. What happened? What did you see happen to Jonathan? Obviously, the injury was in there too, but what did you see that kind of knocked him off course?
Well, the injury for sure, but his play tailed off. There's no denying that he didn't play as well as he had. Our team didn't play as well, and so we decided to make a shift. And as I said, that's my job all the time. If things aren't going well, I have to find a different solution, a different combination. And I think it's as simple as that. Jonathan was playing really well those first, 8 or 10 games. And then the last few weeks have not been nearly as good. And so we make a shift. And that's, it's not that complicated, actually.
And Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Guru earlier today, and he talked about being part of the stay ready crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those stay ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, he's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. I love what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph. They're all really fighting for him and in his corner. So the potential is there, but it's there has to be a level of consistency at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world, and so the consistency has to be there for us. And if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to. To give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
Steve Kerr with us here on Willard and Dibbs. And Steve, it's interesting with the constant Jonathan conversation, and then the Pat Spencer story, which has kind of gathered the imagination. I feel like the most under-discussed thing of the last week is the return of D'Anthony Melton. Can you put into words what the really important skills are that he brings to this, and what you sort of envision for his role going forward?
Well, he's a two-way player. He's fundamentally sound. You see it with his passing, his ball handling, his footwork. The defense, the on-ball defense, is a game changer for us. You saw the last play of the Philly game. He forced Tyrese Maxey into a really tough shot, and it was, he even blocked it, which caused the air ball, which led to the putback. But that sequence alone tells you everything you need to know about why D'Anthony is so important to us. The ability to stay in front of these quick guys, these great players, And then at the other end, to fit in next to any four guys, you can put DeAnthony in any lineup combination because he can dribble, pass, shoot, and process. And when you can do those things, that makes you a two-way player, and that makes you playable at the highest level. I'm talking, you know, playoffs, finals, it doesn't matter. That's why DeAnthony is so important to us.
Yeah, and it's great to see him, you know, getting his footing, coming off of a year after the ACL, and I just wonder how soon you might have your full complement. And Draymond Green's a guy we haven't asked you about. How close is he to coming back, and how's he going about getting better?
Yeah, he's scheduled to practice tomorrow, and with the scrimmage, we'll have a much better feel afterwards for how close he is. But I don't have an answer yet as to whether he'll play on Friday, but I'm excited to get him back and pair him with DeAnthony. You can think, you can see the defensive capabilities. And by the way, I think we're up to fourth or fifth in the league in defensive rating. So he's contributed to that the last few games, and we are doing better as a team, just containing the ball and helping. So that part's really exciting. And as we get our full complement of players, you get Steph back. It gives us a chance to put our best foot forward.
Steve, that's interesting that you bring that up, because I think it speaks to maybe why a couple weeks ago you were like, the defense is fine. I think it's the offense. And so did it catch you maybe off guard, or why did you feel like it in your press conferences it was like, we're thinking offense, and then Jimmy and Draymond are in the locker room going, we're not guarding anybody. What was with that communication?
Well, I don't think they were wrong. We were not good defensively in those games. And I love when players turn to the defense first, you know, when it comes to, hey, we got to right the ship. Let's get stops. That's the right attitude. But I think their focus was the frustration of not playing well defensively in those losses. And my focus was more big picture, recognizing that our defense in general was pretty good. Even as they were saying that, you know, I think we were ranked 10th or 11th in the league defensively. And then I think part of it, too, is the modern game, you know, the rankings almost feel skewed, you know, because of the pace and the three-point shooting. You have some of these games where, as a coaching staff, you look at the film and you go, well, we actually played pretty well, but we gave up 120 points, you know. And so I think the players even have to get used to this modern game and really assessing, you know, the defense on a different scale than we used to, just because of the style of play.
And the offense is now kind of a copycat thing where everyone's doing what you guys used to be the best at, and you've shot the second most threes in the association, yet you're bottom five in percentage. What would you attribute that to, the shooting woes you guys have gone through?
Well, we have to get better with our offensive connection, our rhythm. I think we're going to get better. I think we're 23rd in the league in efficiency right now, and that obviously has to get better. But I think we can create better shots for each other. I do think the turnovers are part of that offensive rating, part of the fact that we haven't found a great rhythm. Because you can kind of feel it this last week. We've taken much better care of the ball overall, and our offense looks better. Now, we're not always making shots, as you said, but when we get shots on goal, I think Jimmy has put it that way, you know, just get shots on goal. Don't turn it over. Good things happen, because you can see our offensive rebounding has improved. It's one of the reasons I play D, you know, the crashing on the offensive boards is something he does incredibly well. And it's a huge part of the modern game. If you can crash and get extra opportunities, it goes a long way towards winning.
Steve, is returning to Chicago still a thing for you? Like, what's that like when you go back into that building?
It's still special just to be in the hallways, you know, outside the Bulls locker room. So many memories of going through those hallways and emerging onto the court, looking up at the banners, and the fact that we only go there once a year. I do look forward to that trip every year.
And what about Jimmy? Like, it's funny, you know, people make so much about that Miami thing. He's got a handful of former spots, but do you notice anything sort of different in him when he goes back to one of them?
Not really. Jimmy doesn't show his hand very often. If the Chicago visit is a special one, he kind of hides it pretty well. I think he loved that game, though. I think he loved playing with that group of guys. You know, kind of the underdogs. You know, the Pats and the Geese. You know, and getting Melt back and Moses, Buddy. I mean, I think when he's out there with a group like that, that can really connect and play two-way basketball, and he can kind of lead the group. I think he's really good at it, first of all, and I think he really enjoys it too.
All right, Steve, you were pretty busy over the weekend, but around America, it was make the playoffs day.
Oh,
How did that fantasy team thing end up for you?
I got to tell you guys, ever since my rant, my guys have won five in a row. So
you're in.
The speech worked.
So
my guys read the internet, so they were well aware of my anger, and they responded.
Okay,
that's big.
Were you grinding? Like, did you have anybody in last night's game that you were grinding on?
No, I dropped a major bomb on my opponent this weekend. I had it wrapped up by like the afternoon games on Sunday.
Ottoman game,
so
I
great.
Love that. All right,
so
what seed are you? What seed are you here?
No,
Steve?
No, we don't do playoffs.
Oh.
We do like the Premier League. Like just whoever has the best record at the end of the 18 weeks is the champ. So, unfortunately, one of our guys is running away with it right now. But I'm in the hunt for second. But you know me, guys. I don't care about second.
No. Second is the first loser, as you well know.
That's right.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned the Premier League, you talked to Grandy and I earlier about your coach's Zoom with Mikel Arteta. Any other coaches' names that you can drop on who joins you in that monthly Zoom of heavyweights?
I don't want to drop any more names. It's kind of a private thing. But some of the names you'd know, some you don't. But it's a really awesome program. The company is called Aleda. It's Aleda, and they do these Zooms with coaches. They also do it with young players. So. You know, Moses Moody, last year I recommended that he get into one, and he got into one, and there were, you know, other athletes from other sports so that they can all connect and kind of share stories and thoughts. And it's a great idea, though, because, you know, when you're in this business, it's there aren't a lot of other people out there who can really relate to what you're going through, but fellow coaches in different sports, you'd be amazed at just how many things we all have in common. And it's a really, really fun exercise, and I've learned a ton from it.
Yeah, you know what? I bet that works for just about anybody. Because, for instance, I bet you could talk to other coaches, and when you guys go on the travels that you've gone on so far this year, they probably can commiserate, because you know how it is for fans. Fans are like, oh, I bet your first class plane ticket is really, really tough, Steve.
It's all relative, right?
Isn't it?
Yeah. We are all well aware of how lucky we are and how good we have it. So that's a different conversation. The life we lead is insane and never anything any of us could have imagined. But the reason we all get into it is because we're competitors, and losing and struggling, it affects us in a big way. So we're not talking about life struggles. We're talking about job struggles and that's tough. There's a lot to learn from each other. It's I think it's a great exercise.
Love it. Steve, keep that win streak going, even if it's a race for second. And get it. Yeah, enjoy.
What about you? What about you?
That's a sore subject, Steve.
Here's all I'll tell you, Steve, because we already knew where my season was going to end. But I will ask my partner here what happened in our head to head matchup over the weekend.
Answer that, Steve, when you go into someone's house and it's a rainy day, where do you wipe your feet before you go in the house?
On the mat outside.
On the doormat. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's my partner. Yeah, and he got me.
And then is that what happened? Or?
I mean, I'm going to the playoffs, and he got me in a meaningless. I'll be honest, Steve, I kind of threw him a bone. I played my bench.
So you're heading to the playoffs and he's not.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I have a ring and he doesn't. Steve, you know about rings, don't you?
You're that rings culture guy.
Yeah,
huh?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. I doubt Steve even knows where all nine of his rings are. He's probably lost a few of them.
Do you, Steve? Oh, do you know where your rings are?
I'll admit I do not.
See?
Do you know where any of them are?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I do. I've got some in a safe deposit box down in San Diego. And then I've got some here, but I don't know that I could, sort of get them all together and know exactly what I was,
Yeah, that's got to be nice, right?
So next level.
It's a real problem.
Yeah. So next level. You're just like, they're pieces of metal, whatever.
Whatever.
All right. Sometimes I'll just be looking, for a spice or something. Like, God, where's the cumin? Oh, wait, here's my ring from 97.
That might be the flexiest flex we've ever had. Where's the cumin? Oh, wait, there's a ring. There's my Bulls ring. Oh, my God, Steve Kerr.
We're definitely stopping right there. That's the best walk-off we've
ever
had in a while.
Yep.
All right, Steve, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, Steve.
Sounds good. See you later.
All right, there he goes.
Where's the cumin? I mean, that's my ring from, that's the Last Dance ring.
Sometimes I'm looking for a spice. Oh.
Cumin.
Hey, honey, I found ring number 6.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe it? It was in with the spices.
Right. God,
I knew it would turn up.
I mean, we've had some flexes on this show. That might be the flexiest flex ever. That was pretty awesome.
There's so many of them. They're all over the place.
Yep.
Oh, God, honey, where are we going to put all these rings? How many rooms do you want in the house?
Seriously, right?
I don't care.
Oh.
9 of them. I mean, One for the thumb. One for the other thumb.
One for the other thumb.
Not five, yeah. Not six, not seven.
Pretty much, right?
Going to start hanging earrings here pretty soon.
Yeah, a couple of them are here, a couple over there. One's with the cumin. I mean, come on.
One for the thumb, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike that coach, Steve Kerr has 10 fingers. That coach has 9.
If things go your way, we'll see you back here. One for the thumb, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't need one. I only got 4 fingers, so I'm good.
That's actually, we're coming up on the thumb-iversary. Because all the state bowl games are coming up this weekend.
What's the date? What's
I don't
the
know
date?
The exact date, but it was at the state championship, which is coming up this weekend.
How many years?
Oh, it's got to be a solid 8. Maybe even more.
Oh, that's got to be more than 8. You and I have been here for 4. That wasn't 4 years old when I got here with you.
No, it might be 10 then. I'll look it up. But because I haven't done TV since then, for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite part.
You became unhirable.
Yeah. Yeah,
Oh, my God.
It was not my finest hour. But that I believe that was before Jolo and Dibs. And that was a 4-year run and a year of Steiny and Goo, and you and I have done 4 of these, so
it feels like 10. A decade at least.
Yeah,
I can just, I can hear in your voice.
Yeah.
That's not a 50-year-old man that we're listening to right there.
No.
That's a young Dibbers.
And I don't believe that Modesto Christian's made it back since then. So there you go, coach.
take that for data.
That's right.
All right, we have, we got to do another keyword. As fun as that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will never, ever look at cumin the same again. Do you realize? Honestly, every single time I see it on the spice rack now, that conversation is going to come to my mind. I'll never not chuckle. I don't even know if I don't use cumin very much. I'm not that great of a chef. But even just walking through the store, I'll be like, huh, there's cumin.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go home and look behind my cumin and see if there's an $85,000 championship ring behind
it. Just find a spider.
Probably.
That's probably all you're going to find.
Find the cinnamon. I think our spices are alphabetized, so there you go. Chives.
Are you serious?
No, but we got a lot of spices now.
I totally believe that. Yeah. You can't put the cinnamon behind the cumin.
No.
First of all, alphabetically, the cinnamon would come first.
Correct.
Second of all, way more important.
Yeah.
Way more important.
I think we use cumin a lot more than we use cinnamon.
Really? So the cinnamon goes in my coffee every day.
Oh, look at you.
Every day.
That's wild.
Yeah. A little iced vanilla, a little cinnamon.
50 years old, going on 11.
Oh, dude.
Adorable.
Absolutely shameless. That whole, like, if you're a man, you just have coffee straight. Nah, not over here. I put every sweet thing I can find in that sucker. Every single day.
I'm seeing a 1998 Bulls championship ring recently sold for $27,000.
On eBay? It's not his, is it?
No, it was a different auction site, but yeah. I mean, Steve Kerr's got a $30,000 ring, and I don't know where it is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm shocked that it sold for that little.
Starting bid was $5,000, according to this website. So
must have been a bench warmer.
Could have been. That'd be not Bill Wennington. He was gone by then.
No, it's nobody you've heard of. Somebody you've never heard of.
Yep.
All right, can we do the thingamabob?
Please.
All right, let's do the thingamabob. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, the town, the brown warrior jerseys. You've been seeing the Warriors wear them. They look great. So every hour tomorrow, one more time today, and then every hour tomorrow, every show, all 3 shows every hour, 12 times, you'll have another chance to text in. And each time, not each time, but each word that you text in, that is a unique entry. So every hour that you hear the word, you should text it in because that's another entry. And the word for this hour is dribble. So text the word dribble to 20357. Again, the word is dribble to 20357. So that's your last chance today. Then you get 12 more chances tomorrow. If you'd like details on the whole process and whatnot, go to 957thegame.com.
I love it. Text it. Get in. Get involved. And 3 jerseys to give away and 3 Pat Spencer's as well. And I liked your question about, you know, Steve, hey, is everybody hitting you up for Pat this and Pat that? But no, it's lacrosse questions.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever played lacrosse hey, can Pat help me with my backhand? Or, you know.
Or now they're all going to be NBA stars, apparently.
Right, because that's how it goes.
That's how it works. I will tell you this, if we're going to sit here and start congratulating each other for the questions that we asked Steve Kerr, dude, you kind of opened the door here and then all roads, so we stayed there for a little while.
Yep.
Was everybody else pretty intrigued there by how forthcoming Steve Kerr was?
Grandy actually, after the answer, said in my ear off the air, he's like, I can't believe you said yes to that.
I'm actually
a little stunning.
I'm impressed that he said it, and here's why.
Yep.
That comment that he made after the game in Chicago about Jonathan was lip service. I'm sorry, it just was. It was lip service. And I'm really glad that what he said to us today was not. And here's what I mean by that. And Grandy, I don't know if you got access to it, but after the game against Chicago, Steve sort of, I thought, insinuated, well, Jonathan just didn't play because, you know, Jimmy was back.
Right.
Play the same position. What do you want me to do? Like, hold on, Steve. That's not what was going on. And everybody knows that. Because, A, Jimmy doesn't play all 48 minutes. And, B, like, all of these guys, there's so much interchangeable stuff going on now in the NBA. I don't think that it, like, obviously Jimmy has played in a bunch of games so far this year where Jonathan has played. So Jimmy being back in the lineup does not automatically mean now Jonathan needs to get a full-blown DNP. So we went there today, and my goodness, did we not get a way different set of answers. He was much more honest with regard to, hey, he did not play very well.
Right.
And so we need people who are playing well. So we went in a different direction. And then we're asking him even about, like, what's different from those first handful of games to now? And like, I just thought he was very forthcoming with, like, he's inconsistent. He's inconsistent with his execution. He's inconsistent with his effort. All right, here's what Steve Kerr said after the game in Chicago, the big win.
Just because of the way our team looks and you know, Jimmy came back tonight. JK started last night. They play the same position. I like the group in the last couple of nights, the bench group, Guy, Pat, Melt, and Philly. We got a lot of bodies. And so with Jimmy coming back tonight, it made sense to play the other guys because they complement him really well.
Yeah.
There's some truth in there, but there's some lip service in there.
Right.
Like bottom line, like Jonathan Kuminga did not play because he's not playing well.
Right. And he's not doing the things that they need him to do. And that's kind of the way I framed the question. And it was a bit of a setup. It was a bit of a trap. And he was like, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. He's not, because I said, is it because of, you know, the effort and all the little things and all the rest of it? And I don't want to paraphrase my own question.
Well, you don't have to. Here, Grandy's got it all right here.
Is it as simple as those little things, like the effort and the want to, that maybe has been missing from his game of late?
Yeah, for sure. He has not played well lately, and that's why I went away from him.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just straightforward.
Sure. Right.
And by the way, that's not like earth-shattering or overly revealing. I just thought it was honest. It was honest. And I appreciate that at least today, Steve didn't tie it to, well, Jimmy's back, so there's no room for Jonathan. I mean, sure there is.
Right.
If you wanted to put him in, and they clearly don't. And I think that what we saw Sunday is going to be a real pickle going forward. Because as I said to you yesterday, this DNP is very different than last year's DNPs. Last year's DNPs was the last game of the regular season, the play-in game, and then subsequently the playoff games. High, high leverage games where there's no room to mess around. You have to go with what's working in that moment. This was simply a Sunday in Chicago, game number 25, with Draymond Green and Steph Curry both out, and you sat him. That is a very different landing spot. And so what happens next after 4 days off and Minnesota coming into town, and Steph, it sounds like, being back, and maybe Draymond, will be very, very telling. There is a roster squeeze going on right now that is going to be incredibly difficult. But also, as Nick Friedell told us earlier, like, if the Warriors do plan on trying to move this guy in another couple of months, like, letting him rot on the bench is not helpful. That's not good either.
Not now, but I do think that there's still enough of a runway to where you could DNP him now and ramp him up in late December and January, because you don't have to trade him on January 15th. That's what Nick was saying, and he's right about that. You've got some time, I still think, where you can have some run-up to where you can showcase him and you can, you know, have him play his way back into the rotation or not. You know, you don't have to.
No doubt. No doubt. And I have full confidence that that will happen. I don't think that, like, I would bet against let's say the next five games. I think what it is, it's Friday, Minnesota, then they go to Portland, go to Phoenix, then they're back here the following Saturday for Phoenix, and then I'm forgetting the game that comes right after that one. I guess it would be Christmas Day. Would it be Christmas Day against Dallas? Hang on, let me pull it up. I'm forgetting Orlando on Monday. Okay, Orlando and then Dallas, the home games after that. I don't think he's going to not play in all of those games. I don't think that.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
No.
I don't think that would make sense. If they follow what he just said, which is that they've got a huge puzzle to figure it out, well, then you got to try everything, don't you? You got to try all the mix and matches.
You do, but right now you're more focused on what's working and what's helping us win. And that's what I heard him say about the trip where, you know, Guy is a guy who's going in there and crashing the boards. He's getting offensive rebounds, and these are things that Jonathan doesn't always do. And you have to play Pat Spencer now because Pat's an energy guy, and so you're going to see him out there with Steph. And
that was an interesting one.
And Melt, you even asked him about, you know, D'Anthony Melton. It's like, yeah, he's a great two-way player. We know he loves pods, and Draymond and Jimmy are always going to play. Quentin Post, as a stretch five now, is showing much more confidence from behind the line. So as you run through, I just named 7 or 8 guys.
Well, actually, I wanted to do that exercise. Let's say everybody's healthy.
Okay.
Okay? Go. Because don't you want to play 10 guys?
Basically.
At the most.
Yeah, I'm 10 with a sprinkle of maybe GP2 for okay. 4 or 5, but let's just say 10 real minutes.
Give me the 10 that you want to play.
Right Steph, now. Jimmy, and Draymond.
Okay.
For sure. Will Richard, you have to play him.
Okay, that's 4.
And he loves pods.
Okay, so pods.
Buddy's going to play.
Buddy.
You got to keep Pat in the mix.
Yeah.
Then what he said about Gee and the energy.
Okay, that's 8.
D'Anthony Melton.
That's 9.
And Moses Moody.
All right. So you're not, by the way, you're DNPing Al Horford.
Well, he'll play when he's able.
Okay, but he like
the cardboard
again,
cutout that is Al Horford.
Again, I don't think you mentioned Quentin Post.
I did.
You did?
I thought I did.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Okay. Yeah, you can be right.
You didn't mention GP2.
And no Seth.
No Seth Curry.
And no Kuminga.
No Kuminga.
Yep.
Look at all of that. That's what they're dealing with.
And no TJD. So,
right. Well, that's fine. I mean, no offense. That's fine.
Melton, Moody, Gee, Pods.
Sorry, was that mean? They're laughing.
That's kind of mean.
I know. I mean, that's what we've been doing for a while already.
Right.
That's not surprising, I should have said. I shouldn't have said that's fine. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm looking at the starters
sorry,
against Chicago.
Trace.
Jimmy, Pat, Quentin, Will, and Buddy. That was your starting 5. That's no Steph, no Draymond.
Right.
So you throw them also in the mix, and then it's Pods and Gee and Moses and Melton. That's 11 already.
Okay.
So,
I mean, we could throw this out there on the way out the door. We're sponsored by Safeway. 888-957-9570. Why don't as many of you call in as possible? We're rapid fire. Give me one player where you want more minutes, one player you want less. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Sometimes I'll just be looking, you know, for a spice or something. Like, where's the Cuban? Oh, wait, where's my ring from 97?
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
It's true.
Well,
that was a good moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what's the overall record at right now, Grandy? Like the whole season? Because you've lost, what, at least 3 in a row?
I think 3 in a row. Maybe more.
Yeah.
Yep. It might be fade season.
You have lost 3 in a row, and you are now 34-25 by my count.
Okay. 34-25.
Yep.
Still a very good record.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I went 4-10 overall. I think on the year now I'm 111-91. Still pretty good. No, 20 above, but
look, you're 3-6 in your last 9.
You better start like booking some wins here.
We are.
Or else you risk. If you end up with a losing record after that start, that would be epic.
That's the bit.
Fade.
That's right. So, I mean, if y'all aren't fading, it might be fade season.
But fade with me.
And I'll just say this.
So I'm fading, and I want y'all to fade with me.
I will be changing up my process and how I analyze these games after a 4-10 weekend.
Oh.
A 4-10
overall. I don't
overall.
Like that at all.
Well, I need to change it up.
No. No, that's how you... Now you're just a guy searching.
Well, I'm searching.
Yeah.
I've lost what?
Okay.
I'm 3-6 in my last 9.
Wait, what does that even mean, your process? You look at a game, you decide what you think's going to happen, and
there
you pick it.
There are analytics I look at, and I base a lot of my picks on that. And also, this past week, I did a super deep dive on, like, rest advantage and home road splits, and it backfired.
Yeah, you need to
I didn't
do
like it.
I already can tell. You just need a shallower dive.
Totally.
Just look at the game and be like, I think this is going to happen.
Niners Boom. Given 12.5 at home against Tennessee.
What do you think?
Pick it. I'll let you know.
That's not your next pick, though. Your next pick is Tampa. Who do they play? Falcons, I think?
Ew.
Is it Atlanta and Tampa on Thursday night? Ooh, Bucky. Ooh, Bucky near.
He back?
That's...
Dallas and Detroit. No, that was last week.
No, I think it's Tampa and Atlanta.
Yep, Atlanta at Tampa.
Yeah.
4.5.
Boy, 5:15 on Thursday night, you're doing the show solo. I'm going to be staring at that TV. Bucky near.
Oh, because you got him in one of your few surviving teams?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Because you went 2-5 on playoffs.
Yeah. I screwed one of them so
bad. You hate to see it. Anyway.
Literally, I made a swap out Sunday morning, one player for the other, and it cost me the playoffs.
You hate to see it.
Oh, I'm never going to get over it. I'm never going to not be mad at myself. It's my high school league. I did. I made it.
Cannot be that guy.
It was my click. I clicked on the little guy.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And I lost. So that's on me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
That's how you do accountability, Kyle.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
Four double-digit spreads this weekend, including Seattle given 13.5 at home against Indy.
Good Lord. Well, yeah.
You throwing?
Is Ricky Bobby the quarterback? Right. Like, what are we doing? All right, let's go to the phones because people want to weigh in on this. Like, which Warrior you want to see get more minutes? Which Warrior you want to see get less minutes? Anwar, San Leandro. Hi, Anwar. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Yeah, just wanted to check in. I think we're right at the same place last year before Melton was hurt. This is how they were winning. Minutes were being divided out. Not a lot of people were getting a lot of minutes, but they were winning the games. Melton got hurt, and then everything kind of went downhill from there. So it seems like he's the key to some of this success, and we're just kind of right back to where we were before. So hopefully once we get everybody back, we can keep this win streak going. But don't forget, before Melton got hurt, they were on a winning streak last year.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, Anwar, thanks very much. By the way, we should give our own answers to the question. And, yeah, like I know part of it is just a ramp up, but I want to see D'Anthony Melton get more minutes. I want to see him start. I want to see him and Steph Curry to be the starting backcourt. And then as far as my less-minute guy, for right now, just the returns are not working. It's too herky-jerky stop-start, and I have not seen him really contribute to winning that much. So, like, I'm just not that invested in Al Horford getting minutes on this team. I'm just not.
Yeah. And this is what I said before the signing became official. I thought that it was going to be a bad idea and low impact because his shooting percentages have been going down and now he can't play back-to-backs. And he just looks to be a little stiff. And so I don't even know how many minutes he plays to take minutes away from him. The guy I would say, and you hate to see it because he's so beloved, but Buddy Hield. Yeah. If you're not going to start making shots, you're going to have to lose minutes to guys like Will Richard, who is more of a two-way threat, and certainly D'Anthony Melton.
Al is averaging 21.5 minutes per game when he plays.
And he's played, what, 10 games?
13.
Okay.
13 in the 25 games. Let's go to Hazel in Oakland. Hi, Hazel. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, so my opinion is I want to see more GP2.
Okay.
He's fun. He brings the energy. He's as old as he is, he comes off real young the way he plays. And I would like to see less of Buddy Hield. He feels like he misses shots at key moments, and he's just too stuffy for me. I don't like the way his style of play.
And zero Jonathan
Kaminsky. Oh, we got someone in the passenger. Wait, Hazel.
A bonus take, Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel, who's next to you, and what are they saying about Kuminga?
My wonderful husband, as he always wonderfully put it, he does not like the way Kuminga plays.
Yeah.
Kuminga should be in the G League, bro.
I mean, okay. Not only does he have takes, he's got great pipes.
And
Hazel.
He's got Hazel and Hazel's husband. Hazel husband. All right. Thank you, Hazel and Hazel husband. Kuminga should be in the G League.
I mean, the voice was seriously like just a 7-word.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting on hold. Hazel, I'm about to chime in.
He's like, we're on Bluetooth right now.
Kuminga needs to be in the G League.
Tommy in Castro Valley.
That was Luther Vandross. Hi, and Kuminga needs to be in the G League. It's Hazel's husband on the Quiet Storm.
Hi, Tommy. What's up?
I know Steph's been out since he's come on the team, but I want to see Seth Curry play with his brother a little bit more. I think he can play that Buddy Hield kind of role, be that shooter, be that potential veteran who can get, even if it's just like spot minutes, but I just want to see him more on the court.
Okay, and who do you want less?
Pods, honestly. From his rookie year, he's been playing. I feel like the energy he had when he just came in is not the same energy he has now when he's on the court. Like, Pat Spencer plays with that energy, does all the little things. Guy Santos does the little things. Pods used to do that early in his career. I haven't seen it much lately. I feel like he's just looking more for his shot and just out there to score.
Interesting.
Just a little bit more.
Yeah, Tommy, thanks. I mean, Pods has not been playing great. Energy is not what I would ever point to with Pods, though. There's a lot of things to point to. For me, at least, it wouldn't be energy. I always wonder sometimes how our perspective on players changes based on the expectations we have for that player. So Pods comes in as a rookie, and you're like, whatever, who is this guy? Then he makes the all-rookie team, and then he starts making comments about, like, I'd like to be better than Steph Curry, and now we see – that's what I think's happened. You see him differently.
Yeah, the bar's been raised based on, you know, he's been here 3 years now, and we've seen what he can do at his best. And there's also the sense that the coach likes him a lot more than the majority of fans
sure.
do.
Sure.
And he actually leads the team in total minutes played. He's been available for all 25, one of only three guys to play in every game. It's Pods, it's my name's Buddy, and Quentin Post. No other Warrior has played
my
all
name is Buddy.
25. So
Buddy does this every year, by the way.
Buddy normally plays more than 82 because he gets traded.
It's true. It's true. If I look at career stats, let's see, games played... For Buddy Hield.
I'm Batman.
He's got an 84 in there for sure.
Listen to this. 82.
I saved the day.
80. 82.
I'm nice.
72. 71. 81. 80. 84.
Yep.
Perhaps.
82. And then 25. Buddy Hield, and this is just by my quick sort of reading of all that, I literally don't think he's missed 30 games in his career. In his career.
Yeah.
I'm nice.
I saved the day.
I saved the day.
Yeah, pretty good.
First year, zero missed.
Pretty
second
good.
Year, two, zero. In 2019-2020, that was the COVID year. I don't think that they played more than 72.
Maybe they didn't play 72. Yeah, he missed 72.
I know the Warriors only played 65 that year because they didn't go to the bubble because they were so bad.
Man, that's crazy. That is some serious availability right
there. Some durability.
It was crazy.
What are you doing on the radio right now, Grandy?
We're going to hear from Steve Kerr coming up. Not immediately.
Okay.
We'll hear your Steve Kerr at 6:30. But coming up next, maybe his new favorite player of his, Pat Spencer,
Patrick.
On with Steiny and Goo coming up next.
That's a good 1-2 punch. Pat Spencer at 6, Steve Kerr at 6:30. Hang out with Grandy as we do Best Of, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. Here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Sure.
Greg Cosell.
Yep.
Exactly. All right. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, and for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Work on your material.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.